Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Kim. All right. I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire, be
a come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Talking
about the Holy Ghost fire. Come on.
Because he is so, so worthy. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated solely and purposely to honor our great God. He is the only God. He is the true and living eternal God. And guess what? Besides him, there is no other God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with this great, awesome, omnipotent being that we have come to know as God. And then he is our Father. And listen, his beautiful, precious Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior is Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, and dare I say unapologetically, and I certainly don't mind saying unequivocally, declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life, which starts right here, right now, after we've accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Eternal life right here on earth. And then go on to be with God in his glorious heaven when all of our earthly assignments are done and we lay these flesh bodies down. He is our only hope, beloved, for this dark and dying world. He is the light of the world, and we are so grateful for him coming to shed his beautiful light into our lives. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer, yes, Lord, in Jesus the Christ. because God is not a respecter of persons, y'all. No matter what side of town you grew up in, don't matter what your personal or family history may have been, God is just looking for humble hearts to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of 2 Chronicles. Yes, Lord, that's Old Testament. We use the whole Bible on this radio ministry. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 30 and 31, where we read King Hezekiah initiating a great spiritual reform over the kingdom of Israel and all its inhabitants. He called for a great consecration, which involves bringing sacrifices, offerings, praise, and prayers, which would culminate in festive singing and dancing. These are all various forms of worship, beloved, unto our God. We are a called out people who God has ordained for us to live in a very particular way of what is called consecration, which means to be separated by God and for God. Yes, Lord, we're going to talk about consecrated. Amen, amen, amen. My special guest is here, serial author, motivational speaker, life and business coach, woman of God, and Audrea V. Heard is here to share her testimony, her words of wisdom, and all the good things that God is doing, has done, and what she believes will continue to do in her life. And then later on, we're going to shine our outer spotlight on gospel artist, woman of God, Kimberly Jackson, with her new music, Hiya. Yes, Hiya. And Lord Jesus, we are for a good time. So why don't you go ahead and call your family members. You can call your friends, co-workers, call your neighbors. Call somebody that's in your spirit right now that you know could use some good godly inspiration, which I'm going to provide as Holy Spirit leads and guides me right here, right now. We've already had prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in the room, but most of all, for being in our lives. And thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set this internet and radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
Trying for so long to find someone like a friend to erase all my past, understand me. I've been trying for so long to find someone like a friend to erase all my past, understand me. But I say, get up, another time to cry, to think of the past. Get up, another day I've come, the sun is rising. Your thoughts, the time for moving has come. You are on your feet. When about you, Jesus. When about you, my Savior. When about you, Jesus. I believe I am free. When about you. You are on your feet. When about you, Jesus.
When I think about you, dear God, it just flows through my spirit. And then I just find myself in a very effervescent spirit of praise. And I feel that spirit of joy flooding over my mind and over my very being as Holy Spirit God embraces us who know the beauty of praising God. It's just a way to connect with God and communicate God. It's no show, it's no pretense, it's just understanding that God is real and that it is such a beautiful experience when we connect with God. Sounds of man of God, Abraham D, letting us know, I found you, God. I want to thank promoter and manager Milton Wallace for continuing to supply this fire gospel experience with all this anointed gospel music. Y'all make my job so easy. Y'all make me look so good with all these anointed gospel artists filling the airwaves with songs of praise from so many different genres. Right here on Fire the Gospel Experience, you're going to get some of that contemporary gospel music, urban gospel music, traditional gospel music. It all fits together in beautiful harmony, just like an orchestra in heaven. And I'm just your facilitator. My special guest is here. Woman of God has a phenomenal story talking about Audrea V. Heard. She was born and raised in Youngstown, Ohio. And on September the 7th, 1998, marked a pivotal moment of Audrea's life. A fire erupted in her home, claiming the lives of her 20-month-old son and 84-year-old grandmother. Audrey was in the house and was the only survivor. Through her tragedy, Audrey began to journal her thoughts and emotions in an attempt to understand this tragedy. While journaling, she learned God had a purpose for her pain. In 2009, with godly inspiration, she published her first book, Through the Fire, Uncovering the Ruins of Her Broken Life. After writing her first book, Audrea immediately began helping other authors become published and went on to establish her publishing company, IBG, Inspired by God Publications. IBG, Inspired by God Publications, is now a multifaceted firm assisting authors in the areas of publishing, coaching, and marketing. Some of the services offered through the coaching division of IBG, Inspired by God Productions, are book structuring and completion, publishing, marketing, and their specialty program, Think Outside the Box. With Think Outside the Box, they assist authors in developing multiple streams of income around their book. Yes, making their book an evergreen product. Audrey is a best-selling serial author who has written and published 10-plus books to her credit. A few of her books are Through the Fire, Uncovering the Ruins of Her Broken Life, a personal memoir, Peace and Broken Places, Exposing Lies and Toxic Ties, The 12 Signs of a Toxic Relationship, Brutal Courage, 12 Women, 12 Journeys, Amazon bestseller, The Vow, A Woman's Pledge of Self-Love, and then Crossroads, God's Roadmap for Entrepreneurs, 15 Marks of the Kingdom Blueprint. Audrey is passionate about what she does as an author, coach, speaker, and talk show host. She is the host of the Working Wednesdays podcast and video show. The platform provides a space for authors and business owners to gain exposure for their books and brands. So with all that being said, and happy to have this young woman of God who has been through so much and now has turned her life around through faith in God, woman of God, Audrea V. Heard is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Amen. Woman of God, what a testimony. Happy to have you here on Fire, the Gospel Experience.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Amen. Hello. Good afternoon.
Yes,
Glad to be here.
What an awesome testimony you have. Woman of God, why don't you just go right here? I want to just jump right into this conversation because I feel God's presence in the room. And I believe he has an awesome word for you to share with us today. So tell us wherever you would like to start in letting us know who Audrey V. Heard is. Tell us some of your life story.
I always start with the fire because that's really where my walk with the Lord began. Prior to the fire, I was a churchgoer, but I really did not know the Lord, and I really wasn't saved, and I was religiously going to church. I was a Sunday school teacher. Praise and worship, like I did everything there was to do in ministry, but I honestly was not saved. And when the fire erupted, if I could just briefly talk about the fire, I was actually sleeping that night, and I was only about 21 years old. 23 years old. I have to insert my age so people understand where I was in life. But I was about 23 years old when the fire erupted. And I was sleeping upstairs in the bedroom, me and my son, and I heard my grandmother calling me while I was sleeping. And normally when she would call me, I would go down and she would say, you left the kitchen light on, or, you know, the fan is still on, or something of that nature. So I did not expect to wake up to a fire literally brewing in the middle of our floor. And I began to, you know, tell my grandmother, I called 911. I said, you know, let's get out the house. That was my first instinct. But my grandmother insisted I could put the fire out. And so after many attempts of putting water on the fire, running back and forth, I finally realized I could not put this fire out. Yeah. And so I panicked, and I went to go get help. But by the time I went and got help, the fire had shot up the house straight up to the point where I could not go back inside the house. No one outside would let me go back in at this point. And so as time went on, because the fire department had been called, they eventually showed up on the scene. They were attempting to put the fire out, but it was not registering to me that those who were inside, my son and my grandmother, that they were not going to make it out of the fire. It just didn't register. They brought my son out, put him on a stretcher, and they took him away. So I assume he's okay. We're trying to get my grandmother out of the house. And so they bring her out, and, they just immediately said they had to call the coroner. So we knew that she was gone at that point. And so at this point, at that time, it was no cell phone, so I literally had called everybody in the family. So everybody's on the scene. Everybody just lost it. And then the next thing I just said, there's nothing else I can do here, so I go to the hospital. And then I get to the hospital, and my cousin had actually rode in the ambulance with my son. And when I get there, he's pacing back and forth, and I'm screaming, where's my son? He won't answer because he knows that he's gone, but he don't have the heart to tell me.
Yeah.
And so I go inside and go inside this little room. The doctor says, you know, the baby didn't make it. He went in his sleep. And I just went into denial immediately and got up to go get my son and just collapsed on the floor. That was all I could remember, just collapsing. And then, you know, just to kind of speed the story up, you know, that was my journey. Not long after that is when I decided I wanted a closer relationship with the Lord. And one time I was at home, I decided to start praying. And when I prayed, I said, I don't know if I have ever confessed Jesus Christ. I don't recall, but at this moment, I'm confessing Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I prayed the sinner's prayer in my bedroom at home. So I was not in a formal, you know, service. It was, I just wanted to be closer to God, and I knew that that was the way to get closer to him. And that's where my salvation journey began. That was about 1998. I shortly began to understand why God preserved my life, because I didn't ask God why it happened. I just wanted to know, why was I still here? Why didn't I die in the fire? Those were my questions to the Lord. And he simply told me to preach my word. It was a simple statement. He said to preach my word. And so I immediately answered my call to preach, preached my first sermon in 1999. And the rest is just kind of like history from there. I just continued to walk with the Lord, continued to seek his face. There were so many trials that came from the fire, like my son's father attempted to sue me. You know, I dealt with that. I dealt with being blamed because I did not get them out the house. So there was a lot of guilt I carried for a long time because I was the only person that they call it survivor's guilt. So I carried the survivor's guilt for a long time. And it was through counseling. It was through prayer. It was through getting closer to the Lord that I slowly began to release myself of that guilt. That it was out of my control. You know, I couldn't control the way the fire got out of hand like it did. You know, and of course I had dealt with a lot of nightmares and it just, you know, just a serious journey of recovering and just getting to the point of understanding God preserved my life for a purpose. You know, he had a plan. He had a purpose. And honestly, that purpose has started to become very clear to me. And probably the last 3 to 4 or 5 years, I've really started to understand the purpose of why God preserved my life. And so, you know, that just, you know, I've been a minister of the gospel, teacher of the gospel, you know, living for the Lord ever since. So that's just a little bit about me in a nutshell.
Well, I'm going to say this, woman of God, Audrea, many, many years ago, my second child was born with trisomy 13, which is a tripling instead of doubling of the 13th chromosome. And I was there in the delivery room, and I didn't get the expected smiles and joy from the nurses and the doctor that completed the delivery, so I knew something was wrong. And my second daughter, Latina Jeree Jefferson, she had a cleft palate, cleft tongue, and cleft lip, which they knew at that time was a genetic defect. And later for me to find out that her building blocks didn't form properly because of that 13th chromosome was tripled instead of double, which threw all of the other building blocks off, which is to say that her vital major organs didn't develop properly. And they told us, me and my ex-wife at the time, that she would not be able to survive because her organs did not properly. So I'm sharing that because she survived 30 days. So every day after I left my post office job, I would go there at night, not knowing if my child would still be alive, but knowing one day that either I would get the call or I would go there and I would find out that my child has gone on to heaven. And I'm sharing this because no one knows the pain of losing a child and then to lose an infant child. And then on top of that, woman of God, just this past June, my oldest daughter passed away mysteriously. So this is why we are in great need of caring for one another, because there's a lot of people that can probably talk to you, but individual like myself, I know your pain. See, that's what I'm saying.
And
it's something that you have to live with. It doesn't go away, but what it does is it moves you to, like you just explained to me and the listeners, which I already know, I need to find some purpose behind this pain. I can't just live with this by itself. And I always give Woman of God, Shamika Banks, for completing this spiritual principle that I've heard many times. They said that my pain gave me purpose. I've heard that over and over and over again. But Shamika Banks was a guest on this Fire Gospel Experience. And you know what she told me, Woman of God, Audrey?
She finished that quote.
She finished it. She said that her pain gave her her purpose, and her purpose gave her her power. See, God allowed us to go through what we go through because, see, I've been on fire ever since. And for everybody that didn't know, it's no coincidence that this program ministry is a ministry. It's not a radio show. It's a ministry. It's called Fire because I had to find purpose behind the many pains of my life. So, Woman of God, I'm here with you. I understand. I am so grateful that you held on to your faith so that you can discover what purpose God has for you. And I'm happy to pass this message on from Woman of God, Minister Shamika Banks, because now your pain gave you your purpose. But guess what? Maybe you didn't know it fully, but your purpose has given you power. God has gifted you, and nothing can take away the loss. But God has blessed us with a power that not only keeps us, but helps us to be overcomers. Amen. Listen, Woman of God, I looked at your resume and your biography, and it didn't say nothing about you preaching. Come on, preacher. Go ahead, preacher. That's what I'm talking about. You just anointed in so many ways. It was destiny for you to be right here on this Fire Gospel Experience right now. Because people need to hear your story, and every time I hear y'all's story of how y'all overcome, it just empowers me, and it impacts me to keep doing what I'm doing. Because you all need to have your story known. So, Woman of God, we're going to take our time. If I have to bring you back for another show so that you can get it all out, I have no problem with that, because God, he let me be the head captain in charge of this ship, so... Tell us a little bit more after the fire. You said you started. Tell us about those times when you could sense that it wasn't just haters in the crowd, but it was actually demonic forces that was coming against your ministry to, like Jesus told Peter, the devil wasn't through. He wanted to sift you right through to me, didn't he?
Yes. You know, I briefly talked about how my son's father tried to sue me. But what we have to realize is that even in the midst of the enemy, who is the accuser of the brethren? That's his job.
Yes, that's his job.
So even in the midst of, that's what he does. And I have this saying, if the enemy's on his job, then we need to be on our job, right? And
Amen.
So even in the midst of being accused, you know, God is still a vindicator. You know, my favorite scripture is, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose.
Wait. Hold up. I know you just didn't quote my life scripture verse, Romans 8 and 28. And we know, all things work together for
all
the good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. I told everybody I know, put that scripture verse under my name on my headstone. Come on, Woman of God. I just wanted to let you know closely connected we are and how God arranged this program today.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Wow. And so even in the midst of being falsely accused, I can recall sitting at the round table, and at this round table was people of another race, I'll say it like that. And so I had to sit at this table I had to sit at this table and give an account as to why I did not save my son, right? And so the questions were, you know, if you had the opportunity again, if the situation came up again and you had the opportunity again, would you have saved him? And I said, Lord, honestly, I would have to answer no. I said, because I believe that this was the plan of God, the way that it turned out. This was all a part of God's plan. So I don't have control over how he left, but it was obviously the plan of God that he wasn't saved. And I can go into all the details of that, but that was just simply how I answered the question. And so prior to this particular, this was what they call the deposition process. You know, when something is, if you're being sued, it goes through a process before it can reach the court. And so this was a deposition process where they just kind of question you and all of that.
Yeah.
Now, prior to this process, when the fire initially erupted, you're talking about the forces that worked against me, right? And so when the fire first erupted, the fire chief got on the news and talked about how she should have saved the baby and the invalid. And the fire department even blamed me. Like, they got on the TV and blamed me and blasted me out. So can you imagine the pain that you're experiencing already from the loss,
Jesus,
but then to have people of authority, you know, to get on the TV and say what you should have done? Not only did they do that, they also, when they brought my grandmother out the house, they brought her out and they laid her on the porch and they covered her in a sheet and they showed my grandmother's body like this on TV.
Oh, my
so
God. No, they did.
Yes, they did. They showed my grandmother's body on TV like that. Now, mind you, her sister had not been informed that this had gone on. So she's watching the news and she sees her sister. Everybody knows my grandmother's house. So she sees her sister laid out on the porch like this because news had not gotten to her yet.
That could have gave somebody
heart
attack.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? And so we're talking about the forces that the forces that were working against us, right? So I'm going back, but I'm coming back to the deposition. So they asked me that question. That was my answer. I'm sure that my answer shocked them that I even talked about God at that table, but I did because I believe that God had orchestrated it. It happened the way he allowed it to happen. So the next question came up to the same firefighter who got on the TV and blanked me and said I should have did this and that, right? When they asked him, do you think she had the ability to save the baby and all of that? And his response was, now this is the same person who blamed me, right? His response was, he initially blamed me, but this time his response was, I cannot say that she should have saved them. He said, a fire broke out at my house. And I'm a trained firefighter, and I just stood there and looked at the fire. I didn't even attempt to put it out. He said somebody else had to come and put the fire out. So I'm saying that to say that God vindicate, even when the enemy, and somebody listening needs to hear, that even in the midst of the enemy blaming you, accusing you, you know, saying, making you feel guilty and all of this, God is still in the process of vindicating you, even in that struggle. And so he had to retract his words and say, no, I cannot blame her, even though he initially blamed me. He had to retract his words because they were blaming me for the fire. We're talking about the demonic force.
Yeah,
they
blamed
me for the fire. So they brought in arson dogs, you know, because they thought I had set this fire and just ran away from the house. That's what they thought. And so the question became, does she have, is there insurance money involved? You know, is there, you know, something she has to gain that she's the only person that walked away from this fire?
Oh, my God.
Well, what they learned was with the arson dogs that it was not arson. I didn't set the fire.
Okay.
Not only did I
not
set the fire, my name, I was taking care of my grandmother, but my name was not on anything. So I didn't have an insurance policy on my son. Was a baby. Who takes out insurance policy on a baby?
Right. Now that would be suspicious.
Right. Exactly. So there was no insurance on my son. My name was not on any of my grandmother's policies, not including not even the policy to the house. So I didn't have rights to anything. I have rights to nothing. I didn't. There was nothing for me to gain. So this was the plot and the plan of the enemy, but God vindicated me. Long story short, my son's father, who tried to sue me, after it was over, the insurance company settled on a certain amount. By the time he got done paying his attorney, the rest that was left, he had to split that money with me because I was my son's mother. So where he was trying to defame my character, God was still in the midst of it, vindicated me. Now, we know there is no dollar amount that could ever pay for my son's life. But at the end of the day, God was doing it to show you can't attack my child and I don't have a plan to vindicate her. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. So, listen, woman of God, I just want to just commend you and congratulate you for, I'm going to say, reaching down deep into your faith to not lose it, to not become hysterical, and to not feel overwhelmed as if, God, I can't take this. This is too much, because, see, I've been there. I know that feeling. And even when we start feeling those subtle vibrations trying to creep in on us and overwhelm our faith, the Bible tells me when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord shall raise up a banner
against him.
Sometimes the only thing we can do is to stand on what we know is right and what we believe, and that God promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Now, after this horrific life experience, woman of God, what happened in your life? What happened after that? How was God continuing to move in spite of these terrible life situations that you've endured?
Well, it was in me relocating. I realized after about 3 years that I needed to do something different. I could not, I wasn't healing. I was not healing. I was in a situation where everybody experienced the same loss I had experienced, and so they were not equipped to assist me with healing. But I knew you know, it's like you can't completely describe, but you just know something within yourself that God has something bigger for you.
Yeah.
And you can't completely articulate it. You just know there's something more to who I am and why God saved my life. Like, it's just something more. And so I relocated to Jacksonville, Florida. And when I got there, the Lord connected me with my spiritual leaders at the time, who I told my story to, the first lady was also a licensed pastoral counselor. And so she suggested that I start counseling with her to start getting to the root of my issues and the root of my pain. I started counseling with her. Yeah, it was a combination of that. It was spending more time with the Lord. It was reading the Word, you know, just getting a closer relationship with the Lord. But here's the thing that I realized, and I tell this to people who experience loss. Majority of the time when you lose someone, I'm not downplaying loss. Please hear that.
Yeah.
I'm not downplaying loss. But it always triggers something deeper that was going on within you before you experienced the loss, right?
Yeah.
So let me help you understand what I mean by that. So when I lost my son, there were already underlying issues of rejection in my life. So when I lost my son, it just triggered what was already deep-rooted in me, such as rejection, self-rejection, fear of rejection.
I got you.
That was at the core of who I was. So losing my son, it just stirred up pain that was already there, if that makes sense. Majority of the time when you lose someone, if you start traveling back in your life or that person's life, you can get to something that's more deeper rooted than that loss that they experienced.
Yeah.
And so I was dealing with emotions from the loss, but I also had to start plucking up the root of rejection in my life. That was more painful than dealing with the loss. because then I had to go back to why I had low self-esteem, why I did not have self-confidence. Now, mind you, all this good stuff God has put in me, it's there, but I had to go back to the root of why I could not see myself as somebody special to God, why I couldn't see myself as love, why I didn't realize that God loved me, because I was rejected as a child. And so that was a deeper root than even the loss that I experienced. And so I started to dig up that root of rejection. God started to heal the relationship with me and my mom. Like, it was so many things that started happening in that window of about 2000 to around 2005 or 6. That was a period that God was restoring me, building me up, and giving me the confidence to truly walk in my call. Because, yes, I had answered my call to preach, but I wasn't at my highest, best use for God, if we could just be honest. You know, we'll answer and we'll say yes to the Lord, but there's still a process to get to the best use that he has for us. And during that period of just healing and allowing God to restore me and to build my self-esteem and to give me confidence, that was the period that I started going through after the loss, just allowing God to restore me and to heal me and to build me up. And that's when I truly answered my calling to ask into the apostolic. So then I shifted gears from I've been built up, I've been made strong. Okay, now it's time to go into the realm that God really called me to, if that makes sense.
Yes. That makes perfect sense, woman of God. And I'm going to have to catch my breath. I don't know about you, but me and my listeners, we are just so blown away by your life story. I have listened to many, many life stories in the last 7 years. I've been blessed to host internet radio gospel. I've sat at some 12-step group tables, and I've heard some amazing stories. And I promise you, you could sit right in the front of that class and tell your story, and anybody that would not be touched by just some of what you've been through. You gave us the short version. I promise you, they souls have not been fed and need to be resuscitated. I just need to just let everything that you shared resonate into our spirits and our minds, because you are truly blessed by God simply because you held on to God's hand through everything that you went through. And holding on to God's hand, he pulled you into the place where he created you to be. Amen. I need to take a break right now because I'm feeling the spirit of praise, and I'm just gonna let woman of God Christy Casey just celebrate with us, telling God, thank you, God.
There's nothing I've done to deserve your grace and mercy. When I'm doing wrong, you still keep blessing me. There are so many times when I feel like I can't go on, but Lord, you give me the strength. for me. Lord, I know that I can't always count on you. Help me say thank you. We all have something to be thankful for. I want to thank you for opening doors. Every time one was closing mine.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're tuned in to Fire, the Evangelistic Outreach Ministry radio broadcast, where we are sharing the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, giving God his just due praise, honor, and glory as we seek to nourish and nurture each one of you listeners with some gospel truth, with sanctified, anointed music. And we are just being so blessed by this very transparent and honest testimony of woman of God. Audrea the Herd is sharing some very powerful testimonies about what she's been through. And I say this all the time, but how God has delivered what the devil meant for evil. We already know God meant it for good. And she just got through quoting my favorite life scripture verse. I don't know how many times I've said that kept me going. God, I know you got a plan behind this. I don't understand what's going on, but I trust you. Amen. So, woman of God, you have been through the fire, you've been through the storm, and you come out like new money, like new gold. Praise the Lord for a faith that is real, that has kept you, and God's grace has sustained you. His mercy has made you all over again in spite of those painful circumstances and situations that you've been through. And you've been blessed to start some amazing ministries. Let's talk about these ministries that you have, how you have moved past your pain into your purpose, and now the power that have come from your pain and your purpose has allowed you to develop these wonderful ministries. Tell us about them.
Amazing you said power, because the Lord gave me power to Wealth Enterprises. I primarily operate in marketplace ministry. And so Power to Wealth Enterprises, the Lord gave me that vision around about 2002, 2003. And he told me that it would be a business umbrella that would house multiple businesses. And so the primary business that I operate from Power to Wealth Enterprises, which is Deuteronomy 8:18, the Lord thy God hath given thee the power to get wealth. And so that is the basis of Power to Wealth. And so he also, at that time, he gave me Inspired by God. And it has become more than I imagined it would become. But when you trust God, he, you know, he
will
does
he do
way
it?
More than we. Yes, he will. So I had no idea what the Lord had in store when he told me Inspired by God. I just went with his flow. So it has evolved over the years. It started with me writing and publishing my first book. And at that time, I still hadn't really tapped into the vision. I just was doing what God told me to do. And so anybody listening, if you just follow and obey God, there's always so much more he has on the other side. We look at the challenges. We look at the hard, you know, it's hard to get started. I don't know where to begin. We look at all of that. But if you just do the first thing that he tells you, he'll lead you every step of the way. And so that's really what it was. He told me, I shared in my first book, which is Through the Fire. I talk about the fire, what happened, but I used it as a way to show people how to identify that they were grieving and that they were depressed. Because when I was going through, I didn't realize I was depressed. You know, I didn't want to shower, didn't want to get out of bed, you know, didn't want to do anything, you know, just and all just in a dark place. And it was sharing my story that has led me into Inspired by God Publications. And so we do multiple things. We publish, coach, we market authors who have written books or have not written books. We assist with that. I do also have a ministry. It is called Zoe Life Global Ministries. And under the umbrella of that ministry, I have an online biblical training institute. It is called The Ambassadors Institute. And so we offer training in the areas of prophecy. I'm very passionate about people being trained properly in the prophetic because I believe it's a gift in the body of Christ that has been highly abused over the years. And so I believe a lot of it just comes from the fact that people are not trained. You know, you get a gift, you open it up, but most gifts come with instructional manuals. The Word of God is the instructional manual on how to use the prophetic gift. And so I believe a lot of people just need to unwrap their gift properly and be taught how to use it. So that's one of the primary classes that we do. We also train ministers. We do that as well. And just a whole plethora of classes that we offer under that umbrella as well. So those are just some of the things that I do marketplace-wise and ministry as well.
Well, listen, I'm sure after you have made all of that known, all of that rich information about your business sense and your spiritual aptitude, that there's going to be people that are going to listen to this broadcast and they will be contacting you. So at the end of this interview, I certainly want you to share all of your personal contact information so that we as a people can come together. See, one thing that, see, I was in the military and I'm a security specialist. And one of the tactics in war is called divide and conquer. So the devil understands that division allows spaces where he can come in and keep enemy forces. We are his enemy. So to keep us from unifying ourselves and reaching our greatest potential, we'll be arguing about the color of the drapes and the carpet don't match and what Paul was talking about and what Peter meant when he said this and that. And see, all of that is designed to keep us from being impactful according to the will and the purpose of God. So my mindset is, woman of God, is when I invite you, anointed people of God, we come in and brick by brick, if we have to, we start tearing down these walls of division so that understanding can seep into our fellowship, into this body of Christ, so that we can be about the business of evangelizing this world and sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, in spite of the resistance that comes, because the Bible already told us there's going to be resistance. We ain't scared. After all that God has done for us, are determined to live for God.
Right.
Now, woman of God, before you get out of here, you've written 10-plus books. Can you highlight those particular books right now for my listeners? And then I'm sure they'll get your information on where they can get the list of other books that you have written. But is there like maybe two books in particular that you would really like to promote right now?
Yes. You know, again, talking about the pain and turning the pain into power, I have a book. It's called Right to Empower, A Writer's Guide to Turning Pain into a Powerful Book of Influence. And so I know someone's going to be listening and they want to know how to write a book or how do they go about taking that pain and transforming it into a book. And so that particular book is available. It's a blueprint. I show you how to turn that pain into PowerPoint, how to structure the book, how to publish it, and how to market it. It's real quick. It's a quick read, but it's for anyone who wants to learn how to turn that pain into power. In that book, I created a superhero. And the superhero's name is Scribblina. And so Scribblina actually takes you and walks you through step by step how to turn that pain around. She is featured on the cover. She does look like me because I took my image and created her, so she will favor
me. All right.
But
all
that's,
right.
So that is the first book I'd like to highlight. And then the second book I'd like to highlight is Crossroads, God's Roadmap for Entrepreneurs, 15 Marks of the Kingdom Blueprint. Because a lot of times people want to venture out and do what God has called them to. And like myself, I had no clue how to get started. But the Lord told me, go and take a class. Go and learn something. And so sometimes we're so spiritually minded that we're no earthly good. And so we operate in the earth realm. So we need to understand the laws and how the earth realm operates. That's how we bring the kingdom of God into the earth. We have to know how the earth operates, and then we connect what's in the spirit realm to what's going on in the natural realm. And so Crossroads talks about my journey in entrepreneurship and how I came to many crossroads and kept choosing the wrong direction. And so I walk through that, but then I also tell you, you know, sometimes when you choose the wrong road, you keep coming back to the same place because you're not choosing right when you get to the crossroads. And so I talk about that. I talk about, you know, developing a business plan, you know, getting yourself going, writing the vision, all that kind of good stuff. So those are the two I really would like to highlight for today.
Amen. What'd you say? Write the vision and make it plain. That's what woman of God, Audrey, be heard, is letting us know. And I like that part because, you know, I'm a two-time published author myself. I like how you talked about you will take us through the marketing plan, the business plan, but also the plan for, need I say, royalties.
Yes, because that
is a crucial element that needs to be understood, because we put all so much work into the writing portion, and then we have to come up with some upfront money to get the, the book project started so that the printers and publishers know that we're serious. And then we're looking for a return. We're looking for a return. So that's only fair. Doesn't the Bible say that the laborer is worthy of his hire? That means if you work, you're supposed to get paid and paid fairly. Lord
Jesus,
don't get me started. I'm trying to calm myself down. Don't get me started because I'm going to keep it real. That's all I know.
Yes.
I have fought. Look, that woman of God, I have grew up in Detroit. I shared with you some of the challenges that I had, but I had to deal with little Negroes at school from grade school.
I'm saying,
so I know the beauty of keeping it real, of being honest and true. I had reached a point in life where I thought those things didn't mean nothing. That was a trick of the devil. And now I understand how the devil will try to influence our thoughts through people, places, and situations. That's why the Bible tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And what did Christ Jesus do when he was tempted? He put the word on that rascal. So that's what we need to do. So, woman of God, listen, I have got to have you come back around about the first of the year, because the rest of my schedule for 2021 has been filled. But we need to bring you back, woman of God. I already know it.
Amen.
So we can continue this conversation from where we left off. Or if God gives us a brand new conversation, we'll just take it right from there. But I need you to know right now that we have the potential for a beautiful kingdom collaboration, and I don't mind speaking that right here, right now, so that listeners can hear what a genuine brother, sister contract of agreement to fellowship with one another, to collaborate with one another, because we get so individual, like you just said, we get so earthly minded with no earthly good. It's no superstars in Jesus. He is the superstar. Everybody else is just a supporting cast member. He's the star, and when the awards are being handed out, we are just blessed and privileged to be on the same stage with him. He has a throne, and we're there in the front row, in the audience. We're in the congregation giving God praise, honor, and glory, because I wouldn't want to be nowhere else other than when Jesus is. Woman of God, how can you be reached? Because there's going to be preachers, pastors, program up. Directors that's going to hear this broadcast, hear your testimony, and they're going to insist that you be a part of that program, Women's Convention, Breakfast, Revival, Consecration, shut in, whatever they got going on. They're going to want to get in touch with you, and they're going to need your contact information. But I need you to also share your social media contact so that my listeners can continue to follow you, support you and on social media. And you already know there's going to be business people and authors. Matter of fact, I got another book in my spirit I'm going to contact you with so that you can help possibly help me get my third book published, all right? You will be hearing from me on that business note. But also, too, where the two books that you highlighted, give information on where they could be purchased, Woman of God.
Those two particular books can be purchased on Amazon. When you go and you put my name in the search engine, I come right up, Audra B. Heard, A-U-D-R-E-A, V as in Veronica Heard, H-E-A-R-D. So those can be found on Amazon. It'll show everything that's available for me. So you can just, you know, go straight to Amazon for the books. If they want to reach me individually, I do have a website. It is audravheard.com. Same name, AudreaVheard.com. So you can reach me there. There is a button you can click if you're interested in having me as a guest or for speaking engagements. There's a button that you can click and, you know, submit all that good information, what the event's about. So that's available too. And then, of course, on social media, author Audra V. Heard on Facebook and Instagram. Same handle, author Audra V. Heard. And then my publishing company is IBG Publications, and it's the same across all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. You can even catch us on YouTube as well. So that's how I can be reached.
Amen. Y'all like it. She said that. She said her handle. She said that like a big old truck driver. See, I drive trucks in my day job. So she said, that's my handle. Get the handle, y'all. Get the handle. Understand? That's how we roll right here in this Fire Gospel Experience. We keep it real. We keep it real. Being a Christian don't mean you have to be all stuffy and grumpy and grouchy.
That's
and,
right.
And don't like to have no fun. We understand what true joy and what real happiness really is. We found it in God, and he has directed our mind, our hearts, and our thoughts and lives to those things that are substantial, not those temporary things that are fleeting. And we got to continuously try to feed our mind and our flesh body with these temporary enjoyments, if you will, that won't last. And 9 times out of 10, they'll just take us away from the spiritual growth that God intends for us. So, woman of God, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. My prayer for you is that God will continue to open more doors than you'll have room to step through. You'll have to hire some people to go to appointments that you don't even have time to. You're going to have to schedule your sleep so that because God has going to have you on business appointments and flights and engagements that's going to take up so much of your time, you'll be blessed to hire people and pay them good wages and benefits do all the things that God has called you to do. That's my prayer. That's my vision. You can call it prophetic if you want to, but I'm just saying what God just gave me in my spirit. So, woman of God, thank you, thank you, thank you. If you need anything, I want you to call me. And if I find out you needed something and didn't call me, we're going to have a sit down.
I certainly will.
I mean it. God has blessed me now. I'm like Peter when they saw the lame man in the temple. It's like, look, I don't have a whole lot of what people think they want, but such as I do have, I will give it unto you for the cause of Christ. Amen. So thank you, woman of God. Looking forward to having you come back. As soon as you can, let me know, okay?
All right, I certainly will.
Amen. Woman of God, don't y'all know that this woman of God, serial author, motivational speaker, life and business coach, woman of God, Audra V. Heard, was right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. And I don't know about y'all, but she blessed me, y'all, and I was happy to have her. Thank you, woman of God. Bless you indeed. I don't know why y'all looking around. Y'all already know we bring these anointed, power-packed people on this platform just for the purpose of doing what woman of God, Audra V. Heard, just did. Glorifying God in the midst of trials, tribulation, trouble, dark days, storms, and how God gave strength and increase in spite of the devil's traps and tricks to devour us. We are more than conquerors. Amen. We're about to shine our artist spotlight on this awesome young woman of God. She's got new music. Kimberly Jackson is waiting in the wings. And by now, she's heard enough of this broadcast. I know she's got to be fired up and ready to share her awesome testimony. And we're going to play her anointed music. But right now, we're going to understand what the pursuit of salvation is as sung by the Millennial Choir, Laos in Harmony. Let's get your praise on, y'all.
He gave his life just to save yours. And now you're saved by the grace of the Lord.
Oh, what a sweet joy divine.
Lord, saved by the grace of the Lord. It don't get no better than that right there, right there. This is the portion of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where you talented people of God, I don't care if you gospel artist, a spoken word artist, preacher, minister, whatever you got going on, and you need a special platform, I got a spotlight for you. And I'm going to shine my artist spotlight on you. I want you to know that. This young lady, I'm trying to tell you, I am so impressed with her. I was just sharing with her just recently. I said, look, I was led by God to get in touch with you. I want you, potential guests to this Fire Gospel Experience, to understand I'm not just randomly out here finding people, looking for people. I wait, and it'll be a mutual friend. I'll be coming across somebody on Facebook, and next thing I know, there you are, and I feel a spirit of invitation over you, because I'm looking at your Facebook page, I'm looking at all the mutual friends, I'm going through your page, I'm seeing what you're posting, and then all of a sudden I feel like I know you, okay? So this young lady, gospel artist, mother, sister, daughter, and friend is here with her new project straight out of Houston, Texas. Woman of God, Kimberly Jackson, is in our shine, out of spotlight, and we are so happy and blessed to have her with us. Woman of God, Kimberly Jackson, welcome to Fire the Gospel Experience.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm definitely excited. Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Hey, man, it's our pleasure. That spotlight I got on you, it's not too bright or too much heat on you, is it? Because we got you right in center stage.
No, not too much.
Amen. You have a new project out. But first of all, can you just give us a short idea of who you are, woman of God? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, my name is Kimberly Jackson, a.k.a. Lady Kimberly Jackson. I was born and raised here in Houston, Texas. I've been singing since I was 3 years old. For the last 32
what?
Years, I've had a lot of experience. Yes, sir.
Singing
in churches, singing in school choirs, just everything, just to sum it all up. And I'm just a person who just loves God, and I'm excited about the journey that God is taking me on. So,
amen.
Yes.
You should be excited. Now, singing at such an early
yes.
age, do you remember what your first song was?
I don't remember what it was at three, but I do. I remember the first song that I led when I was a little older, about maybe 8 or 9, was a song called The Light That Shineth on Me. That was the first song that I led that I remember, The Light That Shineth on Me. And ever since then, I've just been singing nonstop.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on the spot. And I'm going to ask you if you could just remember to sing just a few bars of that first song. Come on with it, live. Do the a cappella version. Come on, we ready? Go ahead.
Okay. Jesus is the light that shineth in me, that shineth in me. Jesus is the light that shineth in me, that shineth in me. That's all I remember.
Amen. Love it. Amen. Girl, you still got it.
Thank you.
Amen. Jesus certainly is the light of the world. Amen. Now, this new project that you have out, Higher, tell us about the inspiration of it.
Yes. So I was 11 years ago, I was working in this dead-end hot warehouse that I absolutely did not like. And I was just
at
in a
all.
Position in
at
life
all.
That I didn't at all. And I was in a position like where I didn't want to be, you know? And so
yeah.
as I'm on that assembly line,
I was
telling God, I want to go higher in you. Like, I want to do more. I don't want this to be my life. I don't want to end up
yeah.
here for the rest of my life. I just want to go higher in you. And God began to give me words as I was on that assembly line. And ever since then, it's been in my heart for the last 11 years. Nobody knew about it. I kept it there. I kept it written. It was preserved for a time such as this. And finally in 2021, here we are. I recorded it in June, released it in November the 15th. And God has been showing himself with this song, produced by Roderick Bubba Dowling, right here from in Houston, Texas. Amazing producer.
Yeah. I was reading on your Facebook page when you said, "We did it, Roger Bubba," and all those
we did it.
Behind it and hand clapped. I was like, "Yeah, that's what I'm talking about." See, I get real fired up when people express genuine joy and appreciation for their relationship with God. So without any further ado, woman of God, we're going to give the listeners who have not had this wonderful opportunity to get their toes tapping, fingers popping, and let their souls rejoice with New Proof Project from woman of God, Kimberly Jackson, as we go higher, higher, higher on this fire, fire, fire gospel experience. Hallelujah. That's how we do it. Got wound up and it just got so good to you. You was like, hey, You was just showing out then, girl. You had it going on.
Yes.
You couldn't even hold that in. You probably didn't even have that part
yes.
rehearsed, did you? It just hit you when you was live in the studio, didn't it? Didn't it?
You know, the most dynamic thing about this recording was that when we got there to the special of the song, my producer said, just go in there. We're going to freestyle it and come out. We're
yep.
going to go back and do it again. When we went in there that one time to do all of what you just heard at the end, it was a one take. He said, that's it. You don't even need to go back. We're going to keep that. And it was just God being with me
know, right?
the entire time. And I'm just so thankful for
really.
It.
I felt it. I was like right there in the studio with y'all, and I was like, that's it. I was like giving them the sign, two thumbs up. We out of here. We don't need to go no further with that. We got everything that we came for. Woman of God, why don't you share some information
yes.
on where any of these pastors that's putting together programs, I don't care if it's Zoom or if it's live. I know we got a virus going on, but it seems like they're trying to open up the doors, at least anyway, when I look at these football stadiums, it don't seem like it's no virus. They got 40,000 people up in the stands, and I'd be like, I don't see nobody wearing no mask, and they not social distancing, so I guess things is getting better. I don't know. I'm praying about it, but how can you be reached for booking? I know our mutual friend, man of God, Jason Nation, is working hard to
yes.
manage your gospel career and get you out there so that you can honor God with your music ministry. How can you be reached, and where can my listeners continue to follow you on social media, as well as where can this awesome music higher be downloaded?
Yes, so you can go to my page, my music page, artist page, Lady Kimberly Jackson, where you'll get to see all the videos and the music. We just did a concert, actually, last Saturday on November the 20th.
Yes, ma'am.
We did a concert for the single. We had a single release concert. It was an amazing night. So you'll get
good,
to see clips
lovely.
From that.
Okay.
You can go to my Kimberly Jackson page. You'll get to follow me on there, and you'll see my booking information to my email, my phone number. You can book me there. And as well as you can go to iTunes, you can go to Amazon Music, Spotify, Google Play, Pandora, YouTube. The song
Lord.
Right now is everywhere on all digital outlets. You can
it's
also
everywhere.
Catch me on Voyage Houston. You can catch me on Voyage Houston Magazine, where we have my full story on where it all started. As well as myhoustongospel.com. So we've been very busy. I just want to give a quick shout out to my background vocalists who were on this record. We call them my pick six: Ashley Jones, Jennifer White, Jamarcus Johnson, Torrance Williams Jr., Mariah Nichols, and Char Valentine were the singers that you heard on the record that held it down. So I definitely didn't want to go without. And my parents, I want to thank my parents, Patricia and Johnny Jackson, my brothers, Jermaine and Keeter, for all their support. I definitely wanted to get
Amen.
That out.
Amen. ain't nothing wrong with that. You supposed to take care of the people that's helped feeding you now. Ain't nothing wrong
yes.
with that. Amen. So, woman
yes.
of God, listen, I'm real tight with Jason Nation. I had an opportunity to meet that good brother and his beautiful wife last year at the 2020 Spin Awards. So, we have a beautiful, strong kingdom collaboration. So, I know that when your music comes out, your new music, that I'll be getting it. And when I get it, I'm gonna say, sister girl, you ready to come on back so you can help promote this music and tell people the inspirations of this song and your life as you continue to live for Jesus? Because that's what we want to hear on Fire the Gospel Experience now. Come on.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
So we thank you. Is there any words of encouragement that you'd like to leave the body of Christ with before you go? We're in the holidays. Is there something special that you'd like to share with us?
You know, I would just say that anyone, no matter what it is that you're wanting to do, no matter what your dream is, go out and get it. Never give up on it. No matter how old you are, how young you are, go out and get it, and just know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. If you put one foot and you put one foot out to move, God will make the rest of the moves. Faith without works is dead. So go out and get it. It's never give up. Never give up.
Amen.
That's what I would say.
Amen.
To everybody.
Amen. All right. I just got that powerful icing on the cake, spiritual icing on the cake, and so did my listeners. And we thank you, woman of God. You have blessed us so much in this short time. Looking forward to having you come back, woman of God, Kimberly Jackson. Keep doing what you're doing for Jesus. You think you're being blessed now, but look, God has blessings stored up for you that he's just waiting to just bless you with. And when it comes, he's going to make it rain. Amen? Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You so much
for having
me.
We pray God bless you. We pray God bless you, keep you and cover you in all good things in Jesus. You do your thing for Jesus, and when you're ready, we will be happy and pleased to have you come back. That's Kimberly Jackson, y'all, shining in our artist spotlight. She blessed us and blessed us real good. Yes, she did. Amen. Young lady made me so happy, man. I almost queued that bad boy up again. Felt like playing that thing again. It was so good. I got my praise on. But don't worry, it won't be the last time. You will be hearing from Woman of God, Kimberly Jackson, again. And we will be playing Higher, Higher, Higher again and again and again. But right now, here's Man of God, Marcus Brookins, with new music featuring Lakia Stokes. And, you know, I just got to give praise to my man Milton Wallace, has been sending so much music. I feel like I'm having like a Milton Wallace artist showcase because he has sent so much music, and I've already played music from his other artists. But right now, here's Man of God, Marcus Brookins, featuring Lakia Stokes. Because God, you consecrated us. We're going to talk about that. And that's why we're seeking you for more consecration.
Greetings. I am Lady V, founder of Praise Him More 24/7 commercial-free radio. Right now, you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
you don't do nothing else, people of God, hold on to your faith, just like TG Unity just got through singing about. Yes, they took us straight behind the veil and took us to the throne of God as we give praise and honor to our God on this fire, fire, fire gospel experience. We are embracing for our spiritual uplift and refreshment from the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verses 30 and 31, which reads this from the word of God. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Verse 31 says, then Hezekiah answered and said, now ye have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord. Now, how are you going to do that when you're at home? Anyway, and the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart, burnt offering. The Bible certainly declares the truth about leaders in this particular scripture verse as well. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 5 says, why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. This is the key part of the verse that ties in with our scriptural recognition. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. And the reverse pronouncement of that verse would be that when the head, our leadership, is healthy, whole, and in right standing with God, those who follow will do excellent and be a blessing and simultaneously be blessed as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. King Hezekiah used his royal position and authority to compel his princes to give instructions to the Levites. They were the priests of God to carry out all the religious protocol and requirements of worship and sacrifices in God's temple, speaking of the Levites. They were sure to utilize the standards and words of praise unto God from the very honored King David's song playlist and Asaph the seer. It's always important for us who are the modern day believers of God to carry on those spiritual components from the past, be they songs, principles, and traditions that have shown to be great assets to our church bodies in worship and church leadership. We would all do well when we continue to build God's kingdom here on earth by recognizing the valued concepts, precepts, and time-honored dedications from our own patriarch and matriarch in our church bodies. Verse 30 of 2 Chronicles chapter 29 says, and they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshiped. We are to come into the gates of God's holy house with hearts full of thanksgiving and songs of praise, as did they in the ancient times past. We should all feel greatly honored to walk in the very footsteps of the saints of God in those old time Bible days. Oh Lord, just to carry on the praises and worships that we all will one day glorify God together in our eternal home before God as at his very, very throne. All we're doing now is just rehearsing and practicing down here in church fellowship as the body of Christ, preparing for that one great day which will last forever and ever and ever when we come before God, and we'll be so overwhelmed and so joy-filled to be there that praises will flow from our souls throughout eternity. Let me tell you something. Psalms 104 tells us, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, beloved, and bless his name. And I'm going to tell y'all, this is crucial. This is crucial. It's important for us as laypersons and congregants to pray for our pastors, ministers, deacons, board members, elders, and all others that make up our authoritative people in charge. Hebrews 13 and 17 says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Oh, Lord, there's that word submission. For they watch for your soul as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. And these positions, beloved, are filled by individuals who understand that their titles and their positions do not place them above all other members of the body of Christ, but it actually makes them even more responsible to serve as they lead. They are the ones who demonstrate Christ's likeness the most, even when, and especially when, no one else will. Matthew 20 and 27 says, and whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. So when we have this understanding and apply it to our Christian walk, talk, and daily lives in the collective body, we are in effect operating in our consecration, keeping ourselves unspotted from the world as we apply care, concern, and agape love to those in need. James 1 and 27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. 2 Chronicles 29 and 31 says, then Hezekiah answered and said, now ye have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord. Then and only then can we approach God with a sense of holy boldness. Not arrogance, never that. But we know that we have fulfilled what it is that God requires of us and what pleases him. It delights our God when we live in the holiness. Speaking about holiness, which is really just being separated, y'all, clean, and by his standards, holiness, separated, clean, and by God's standards. As we live in the holiness of our God and bring those gifts of love and sacrifices to him, and the congregation brought in sacrifices and thanks offerings, and as many as were of a free heart burnt offering from 2 Chronicles 29 and verse 31. Beloved, knowing this, that we ourselves are the greatest of all the gifts that we daily render, not sometimes, daily render unto God as the blessed one to be consecrated. Yes, consecrated, separated by him and for him. Amen. Goes right there. There you have it. We are consecrated people unto God, for God. His woman of God, C.C. God folk. God folk. And don't you know, it's a beautiful thing to be blessed in the name of God.
Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, O Most High. The name of the Lord is strong power, the right to life.
beautiful name, and we're going to bless your name. Thank you, woman of God. You blessed us, CC Gold. God Bolt, CC God Bolt, you blessed us and you blessed real good. We want to thank my special guests. They just came in and just did a tremendous job on this fire gospel experience. Lord Jesus, I'm still fired up from woman of God, serial author, motivational speaker, life and business coach, woman of God, Audrea V. Heard came in, and boy, what a powerful testimony that woman has, and God is using her in great and tremendous ways. Thank you so much for that woman of God in our shine artist spotlight, Kimberly Jackson. You going higher, girlfriend. You are going higher, higher, higher. All you got to do is just keep your hand in God's hand. Keep doing what you're doing. And I promise you, God is going to take both of you ladies to places that y'all hadn't even prayed for. I want to leave y'all with this final word. It's not a bother. We don't always know what bothers other people. But don't let what bothers them be a bother to you. Keep your peace. It's valuable. That peace is going to energize you and fill to you from all those distractions that's trying to carry your peace away to a foreign land. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You all can go to any of my archive Fire Gospel Experience broadcasts on YouTube. Just put in my name, Ron E. Jefferson, and for the last 3 years, you'll have access to 3 years of some powerfully anointed Fire Gospel Experience broadcasts. You can also go on Twitter, Ron E. Jefferson 60. And I'm blessed to be played on iHeartRadio, Positive Power 21, Christian Media, as well as my other business partners. I'm talking about none other than Jerry Royce Live over there at Positive Power 21, Natalie Peaches over there at Gospel Songwriters Conference, GSWC Radio, and Lavette Gillespie over at Praise Him More Media, and then Pam Jones, the River and Word Gospel Radio Station, and of course, United Praise with Stephanie McDonald. I just want you all to know y'all are beautiful in Jesus, and I'm going to leave you with Man of God, Harvey Morris, going to take us up out of here. Y'all be blessed in Jesus. He is the Lord and Savior of the whole world.
Hello, I'm Harvey Morris, and you're listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where praises are going up, playing for you the best and newest gospel, the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. I pray that my music, Harvey Morris and the House of Praise, will uplift your spirits and give you a new strength. Ah, keep it tuned in to the blog SpiritFire60.com broadcast, and bless your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them all about fire on this station. Keep it coming, baby.
Get your praise up. Get your praise up. Get your praise up. Come on. If you love the Lord, get your praise up. Get your praise up. Get your praise up. Come on. If you love the Lord, get your praise up. Get your praise up. Get your praise up. Oh, hey. talking about, Lord. Thank you.
Share this fire. Share the